You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Good to be with you this week, my family. This week we're taking a look at the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 9. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 145, verses 2 and 3. Verses 8 and 9, and verses 17 and 18. Our second reading from Philippians. I love Philippians. Chapter 1, verses 20 through 24, and then the beginning of verse 27. And our gospel from St. Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Saturday is a very holy day in the Hart House, a very important day in our house. Obviously, Sunday is important in every house. You might be thinking, oh, is Mark getting all Old Testament, going Old Testament Sabbath on the Saturday? No, our Sabbath is Sunday. Saturday is a very special day in our house because Saturday is the day that my kids get their allowance. And one would think it's the most important day of the week. The first thing I hear, the first moment they're up is, Daddy, it's Saturday. I guess I'd rather have them say that than be singing Rebecca Black's Friday song all day. But on Saturday, they get what they deserve. They get paid because they've been doing their chores, they've been doing their jobs. And that's also where we haggle when they haven't done their jobs. And that's also where you hear whining and complaining, but you also hear rejoicing, depending upon how the week has gone. And every time I, reach into my wallet to pay them their allowance, I'm reminded of this week's gospel. Now, it's a famous gospel, and you probably know the way it goes. And as I always say, just because you know it doesn't mean you shouldn't read it, because every time we read, we give God another crack at us, another chance to open our eyes or our heart to something we've missed before. But this is where Jesus tells us one of his famous parables. The kingdom of God is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers in the vineyard. And after greeting them and agreeing on the daily wage, he says to them to go out into his vineyard. Then about 9 o'clock, he saw others, and around noon, he saw others, and 5 o'clock, he saw others. And he keeps, the landowner, God, keeps engaging people and sending them out to work in the vineyard. And some have been toiling out under the sun all day long, and some for a very short amount of time, those that he met around 5 o'clock, just until sunset. And when the end of the day comes, those who have been working all day become really angry. They become indignant when they find out that everyone's going to be paid the same. And it's sort of that, hey, why am I not getting what I deserve sort of thing. They were mistaking the landowner's generosity for some sort of injustice. I'm going to say that again. They were mistaking the landowner's generosity for some sort of injustice. And honestly, isn't that the way most of us go through life? We have the same kind of struggle. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. But see, sin is when we think everything is ours. Sin is when we look at the world around us and we believe we have that sense of entitlement. I deserve more. This is where envy comes in. It's not just jealousy. Envy is that desire to have what someone else has. It's not just the recognition that you don't have it, but it's the desire to have it. It's the covetousness. It's looking over the fence to see, wow, look at all those toys that the next door neighbor has. Forget the fact, especially for those of us in America, forget the fact that we live in, one of the richest nations on the planet. Forget the fact that we were born into privilege in a first world country. Forget the fact that we have, all those blessings we take for granted, like freedom and power and water and all those kinds of things. Forget all those blessings for a second. But how often do we look around just in the physical world and we're constantly aware of how other people have more? And that can really be a trap. That can be something that enslaves us. And it's really important in the spiritual life for us to remember too. You'll see some people and they'll have a conversion later in life. And sometimes people who start walking with the Lord really early, especially if you're in high school, you're trying to live the right way, and then you see other people not living the right way. And then in college, they're not living the right way. And then finally, maybe later on in life, they come to know God. And it seems like, well, that's not fair. How is it not fair? If you got to walk with the Lord even sooner, if you came to know the Lord intimately even sooner, how much more blessed are you? How blessed are we by the very privilege that God would even want us to work in the vineyard, even want to have a relationship where he comes near us and encourages us and empowers us and inspires us even to speak in his name, to work in his name. My brothers and my sisters, the world is the vineyard. And if you've heard that call of God, who cares how much we're getting paid? People in ministry really know that one. Who cares how much we're getting paid? Because what we're being paid in is the opportunity to know God intimately. In this first reading from Isaiah, it's so beautiful. Seek the Lord. Don't wait for him just to come seek you. Go seek him. Call him. Let the scoundrel forsake his way. Let the wicked man forsake his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways. We know this verse, but it's so beautiful. How often, I mean, do we really go running to the Lord for mercy and just hoping that he would want to use us? Or do we just wait to be called and then complain about the terms of the agreement? Again, we echo the same thing in the responsorial psalm. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. The Lord is not far away. If our prayer is not intimate, whose fault is that? Is it that God's moving away from us, or is it that we've moved away from him? And this is so beautiful that the second reading comes from Philippians. A lot of people don't know much about Philippians. The group in Philippi was a very wealthy region and a very wealthy group. So when St. Paul's writing the Philippians, he's thanking them because the people in Philippi have financed his journeys. This is a very wealthy area, but they're not so wealthy that they keep it to themselves. They share that because they want the gospel of Jesus Christ to be shared. And as he's talking to them, he reminds them again that it's all about sacrifice. It's not about living in the flesh. It's about giving all we are to God so that God can use it. And this is such a beautiful reminder to each and every one of us, especially those of us who do know God, who are walking with God, to look and say, you know what? The only thing in my life that's really mine is my sin. Everything else we have, every gift, every blessing, every skill, every talent is a gift from God the Father, that we have no right to use it for our own glory, no right to use it for our own earthly prominence. Everything you and I have is a gift from God. Even those things that we work hard at, that we've practiced, or that we've, you know, raised ourselves up by our own bootstraps and we've, you know, made good in the world, even that work ethic, that ability, that desire to work, that willingness to work, even that work ethic is a gift from God. The only thing that's all yours and all mine is our sin. So what right do we ever have to complain to the landowner? What a privilege it is to be called to work in his vineyard. God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.